Isn't it good to have Jesus? How many believe that the peace of God can reign?
Well, just pray in the Holy Ghost for 3 seconds as I come to you. Amen.
You can do better than that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. How many know that Jesus is alive and well?
Amen.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Are you hungry? Mm-hmm. Are you healed and ready? I tell you what, my cat had surgery this week, and she just started eating this morning. Isn't that cool?
Amen.
She just started eating this morning. Somebody say, and you know, one of the signs of sickness is you lose your appetite. And also a sign of spiritual sickness, when you really had a problem, amen, and you're sick, amen, you lose your appetite for the Word of God. That's kind of scary, isn't it? So you always want, somebody say,
a healthy appetite
for the Word. Because you need to eat to stay healthy, right? Right after you have the flu or you get a cold or whatever else it is, the first thing they want to do is get some stuff in you. And the last thing you want to do is eat. But it's healthy and it's good for you. So open your mouth, amen, and eat.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you'll be all right. I believe that's for somebody this morning. It's time to start eating again. Look at somebody and say, it's time to start eating again. You're starting to look bad, amen? Bones starting to show through on your face, amen? You'll die. You'll die. It's time to gain your spiritual appetite for the Word of God once again.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it'll be good for you. Hallelujah. If I were going to talk to you this morning, and I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As we're getting together and getting our stuff together, the Holy Ghost was sharing some things. Look at somebody and say, preparation.
Preparation.
For crossover.
For crossover.
Getting ready to move.
Getting ready to move.
How many of you want to get ready to move?
Amen.
I'm just going to throw it out there. You can take it any way you want to. Amen. Now, Joshua chapter 3. Let's go there. Early in the morning, Joshua chapter 3, verse 1. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. Right before you cross over, you camp. Right before you cross over, you camp. How many of you camped on the River Jordan, ready to cross over?
Amen.
You're not going to stay just by the water looking over. Some people spend their entire spiritual life, their entire financial life, all this stuff, cross right at the river. Right at the River Jordan, amen, looking over at the Promised Land. Some say camped at the river before the Promised Land. That's not where God wants you.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that's torture.
Amen.
I mean, that's a form of torture. You know, if you had somebody that was starving and they were ready to eat and you just chain them up and you just left a big old turkey on the table, cooked and ready for them to look at, but not touch. Well, there are a lot of people that experience that. You know, they're just crossed on the other side of the Jordan looking over to where God wants them to go. But it's God's heart that you move on. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Mike. After these days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. And a lot of people don't like that. That ought to set some straight right there. Didn't say Joshua's giving the orders. Somebody say the officers gave orders to the people. You know, some of us, you know, you got to give an order. You way wigged out and bent out of shape. Some say before you cross over, one of the things you can expect is the officers, those that are called of God, amen,
amen,
and commissioned of God. They're going to give you some orders. Get your stuff packed. Get ready to go. Some say when the officers give order,
when the officers give order,
get ready.
Get ready.
Giving orders. When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your position and follow it. When you see, well, I want to hit somebody this morning, amen? Because I don't think it's going across. You know, that's really offensive to the Holy Ghost. There are certain things you see that ought to make you do something.
Amen.
There are certain things that, you know, certain things you get encounter with, it ought to change you. Who do you think you are just to sit there when you see God doing all that he's doing?
Amen.
When you see a move of his spirit, when you can feel his presence, you're just going to sit there. When you see the ark, some say the ark. The ark is his presence. It represents the presence and the power of God. And notice it said the ark of the covenant, and covenant represents promises. Inside the ark, amen, it represented the presence or the anointing. When you see the anointing of God on a promise, that means you might have had a word come to you a long time ago, and all of a sudden, nothing starts to click on it. When you see any activity on a promise or on something that God said, amen, you better not sit there and act like nothing's happening.
Amen. Better be jumping up now.
You better tell it the truth. There are certain things that go on that God says you ought to praise him for. You ought to do something about it.
Amen.
So say, move.
Move.
You know, people say, well, I'm just like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. Then they start getting all crazy. Amen?
Amen.
When the Spirit of God moves, you ought to move.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the Spirit of God's moving, you ought to move. You ought to look for some stuff to change. Hey, there's an anointing on. Something's going to give in here. Amen. It's going to be me.
Amen.
I'm going to start pulling up stakes. Amen. Start loosening up my mindset, loosening up my mentality. Amen. I'm starting to make arrangements because when God comes, things change.
Amen.
Nothing's ever the same after Jesus is around. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus came. He turned the whole town upside down. He changes your life.
Amen.
You're not completely there yet.
Amen.
There are some waves and some graces of God. Amen. You don't have it all together. You're not in heaven.
Amen.
He's not going to come into your situation and say, oh, everything's just fine. I'm going to leave you right here and go right on. Oh, you have enough. Amen. Your mindset's just right. Every presence and every anointing you go through, I don't care how big you think you are. I don't care how much you think you know. Amen.
Amen.
How anointed you may be, how many scriptures you might have memorized. Amen. Whenever God and God is still moving, there is something about the grace and the anointings of God and his presence. Whenever God does a new thing, you can expect everything to change.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priest, oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Anybody ever heard of wildfire? Strange fires, just wildfires. Everybody wants to be. How many seen those things? Everybody's so anointed, doesn't do anything.
Amen.
Everybody just so anointed. We've been through it. Oh, boy, we've been here for a little bit. Amen. We just seen, oh, there's a new presence of God coming. There's a new anointing. Catch it, brother. There's something new happening. Ooh, I feel it. I feel it. Amen. I feel it. I sense it. Doesn't bring anything to your life whatsoever. Doesn't add anything, doesn't change, doesn't teach you anything. They just so, let me tell you what, real anointed people have the potential to change some things.
Amen.
And to make your life better. I don't need nobody to make any noise. I got a radio. Amen?
Amen.
That's what TVs are for. Amen? I can turn on TBN. Amen? They're better. They've been doing it for a long time. Most of them get paid. Amen?
Amen.
Don't practice on me. Amen? But it says, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, pass by. Hallelujah. And the priest carrying it. That says something.
Amen.
That means people of character, people of quality. Amen. People that ought to know better. It's one, you know, when you see them flowing in it, when you see that resting on them and it changing their life, you ought to do something about it. Amen.
Amen.
You are to move out from your position and follow it. You ought to write that out. Write that down. You are to move out. Somebody said, well, what are the timings of God? What do I know? When do I know what to do next? How do I know how to function? Well, this is just true. Whenever you see the presence of the Lord, the anointing of the Lord, amen, pass by. Move out from your position.
Amen.
From that camp that you're at. Amen. And say, hey, I'm going to follow it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And go on over to the other side. You are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go. Aren't you tired of running around in circles? You ever seen people go from this to that, to this circle, to that circle, and end up exactly where they left off, never went anywhere?
Amen.
You don't know where to go. It's the anointing of God. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'm going to follow the grace of God.
Amen.
And you ought to just stay there. Say, from glory, to glory, we'll get to where we want to go.
Amen.
We're changing to his image from glory to glory. And so many people want to wear themselves out trying to move, trying to run. I'm going to tell you what, you have to pace yourself with the grace. Some say paced
with grace.
And learn to be settled with that. I don't care if it takes you 20 years. Pace yourself with grace, because grace is going to get you where you need to go.
Amen.
I'm talking about that supernatural favor of God. Amen.
Amen.
God's willing to do something for you. There are graces and there are of the Holy Ghost and different things where God just wants to move in a certain area. Amen?
Amen.
And great grace was upon the people. You need to learn to pace yourself with the grace of God. I tell you what, if there's no grace, you better stay right where you are and enjoy it.
Amen.
And don't let the devil mess with your mind, worrying about something. Say, the next wave that comes through, the next grace that comes through, I'm going to pack up and go to the next level. It made my life so much better. I wasn't able to get blessed. I mean, we've gone through some seasons around this church and different things. You know what? Because it wasn't the will of the Lord to go anywhere at that point.
Amen.
There was just no grace for it. Was God upset? Was God mad? No, God just got a timing for everything. And you can waste your time trying to do this. You can advertise all you want to, sell all you want to, amen. Go nuts all you want to. You're not going to do anything about it. You better pace yourself for the grace of God, because there is a grace to accomplish different things at different times.
Amen.
And you ought to discern what time it is so you can flow in it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Things just got better because you could get so distracted. Oh, you need to be doing this. You need to be doing. You just waste your time because you're going to end up right back where you left off with nothing. Amen. You can only accomplish with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Wants to accomplish at that season. And he's in no hurry. He's promised to get you there. And that's all you need to do is get there.
Amen.
And wherever you are at that particular time, rejoice in it. You're not in trouble. You're not in a rut. Amen.
Amen.
That's the best place it could be. Well, somebody says, well, if I'm on the wrong side, if that's where God wants you to be, you better not be on the other side yet. You just wait until the grace of God comes and you strut with it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe I'm trying to teach good today.
Amen.
Then you will know which way to go. How many are you glad about that?
Amen.
I want to see it clearly. Brother Osteen said it. You know, that's when Brother Osteen, Paul, talking to me a while, and he said, they follow the grace of God. He said, follow the grace of God. That way, you know, you have to learn to go with God. There are a lot of things going all over the place, but many people just wear themselves out, never get to live, never get to be blessed, never get to be everything that God wants them to, because they don't know how to discern the moves and graces and the anointings of God. Amen. Then you'll know which way to go. Since you have never been this way before. I like that. I like that. I like that. So you can't, we heard a preacher yesterday. The man went up to Lakewood and we got to go, and there's a preacher there, and he preached, and he said God taught him something that Jamaican says, you know, small yourself, man. Everybody say, small yourself, man.
Small yourself, man.
That means, you know, he said there was this truck that they were speeding someplace, and y'all don't preach it for me, I'm going to tell it the best way I can, amen? And they were speeding down the thing. He said he was in the car with these Jamaicans, I believe in England someplace, and the car was just rolling, and they had to go through a narrow space that they knew the truck wouldn't fit. And he couldn't tell the guy, you need to put on the brakes and do whatever you can so that we can get around this, because we're going to crash. The mirrors are going to hit or something's going to go down to get to the other side. So he said the only thing that the other Jamaicans could think to tell this other Jamaican to slow this car down was not slow the car down and explain it real clearly. They said, small yourself, man. Everybody say, small yourself, man.
Small yourself, man.
Well, even in this case, I believe that's what it is. When you get a revelation, you have not been this way before. Therefore, small yourself.
Amen.
Ooh, glory to God. You know, you can always tell somebody is not going anywhere when they think they know where they're going. When they can explain all the details, you know, and they got it all together. It's going to happen this way, this week, that's going to be. They're not going anywhere. They might go, but they'll be right back around again because you have never been this way before. It's a big world. We have a great God. He's got a whole lot of things to explain to you, to show you. Amen. Next week, tomorrow, next year, you know, we can say, hey, we got to understand. He promised to take us to the promised land. But the way that he gets us there, you have never been that way before. And that's why you're stuck where you are right now, because you think you know it. That's the thing with every new grace and every new way. We can't be familiar with the things of the past. Amen. We have to think, God, what are you doing today? What part of yourself are you revealing today? Amen. You have never been this way before. That's why so many people miss it. There have been so many wonderful moves of the anointing and all of the graces of God, even throughout revival. When the baptism of the Holy Spirit started to take place way back there, 1901, 1906, and the people that were in the holiness movement couldn't receive all of it. Amen. Because they had never been that way before. Then God started giving revelations of supernatural faith way back there in the 80s, amen. And those that thought they had been everywhere and known it all didn't go that way, amen, because they didn't realize, hey, there's a way you have never been before. Open your mind.
Amen.
Open your heart and try to figure it out. Way, even in the 80s, God started to flow in supernatural graces, and people just started to get filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory, shouting and praising God. And those that thought they knew it all missed it. Why? Because they forgot to realize that God is bigger than they are. There's a whole lot of things you have not experienced, a whole lot of things you don't know, and you've never been that way before.
Amen.
I don't want to go back through anything I've ever been before. I want to go through some things I've never been before. Amen. There are a whole lot of things I've been through before. I don't need to go there again. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? That's what you know. Amen. We know about being broke. Amen. We know about having lack. Amen. We know about having to believe for stuff. I'm ready to go into the things that I don't know.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You have never been this. Then you'll know when you see the grace of God and the anointing of God. Then you'll know which way to go. Watch the anointing go there.
Amen.
If the anointing will make it through, you'll make it through.
Amen.
If the grace of God will make it through it, you can make it through it. Why? Because I'm just following the grace of God. It's paving the way.
Amen.
Amen. I'm riding with it. What's going on, Pastor? No, I'm following the grace of God. I'm following, you know, hey, if His grace is on the church, I'm right behind it. I'm following it. Amen. I'm going to walk on through. I've seen it happen there. Therefore, it can happen to me.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, now it says, you have never gone this way before. Everybody say, small yourself.
Small yourself.
Circle the word then.
Then.
I believe I'm hearing the Holy Ghost this morning. There's some people that are so thick-headed, they think they got it all together. You don't know. Amen. Then. That's a big word. Then. And it's okay. That means you can be right on the River Jordan, amen, ready to go over to the other side and think, I got it all together. No, even when you're right there looking at it, you still don't know. I can see it, but I don't know which way to go to get there. And it's all right. Hallelujah. Then you'll know which way to go, for you have not been this way before, but keep a distance. Everybody say, keep a distance.
Keep a distance.
I like that. There is a distance. And I believe that has to do with reverence. Stand back just a little bit. You know, that ark is supernatural. That ark was powerful, amen. And we always like to tell the story of the steadying of the ark. The ark of God was passing by, and it looked like they were going to stumble one time, you know, and the guy reached out. to try to help them with the ark of God? He said, let me help them out. They're about to drop this thing. And they reached out their hand. Let me help them out just a little bit. They stretched out to help a little bit, dead. Because there's a distance. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
People don't realize, oh, you know, there are a lot of people that they dropped off like flies because they didn't keep a distance. There's some things you don't understand. You just need to respect it. There's some people who've been out in some things of God a long time before you do, and you get out there trying to flow in their stuff.
Amen.
I'm Brother Hagin. I can flow in the same. You better keep a distance. Amen. You haven't been through what he's been through.
Amen.
Find out where God has you.
Amen.
I'm Benny Hinn. How many people have gone off the deep end trying to be Benny Hinn? Amen. You ought to keep a distance and mess people up, amen? People saw people people ministering to people, punching people in the stomach. You know how many people had broken ribs from dummies trying to be these preachers, going out there punching people in the stomach, breaking people's ribs and messing people up? So say, keep a distance.
Keep a distance.
Back up. You can go, but at least keep a distance. Okay, so it says, keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the ark. Do not, someone say, do not.
Go
near it.
Go near it.
People don't like to hear this teaching in the charismatic movement. Everybody's the same. Everybody's grace. You know, there is somebody say hallelujah. There are graces and there are anointings, and it will always be there. The Bible will never change.
Amen.
Same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. You know, you can come up with any little wild thing you want to, but it better line up with the Word of God. You know, well, in this new wave, nobody's going to have a name. There'll be no names. You won't know no names. Well, that's ignorant and dumb and stupid because it was nowhere in the Bible. What more was God moving by the grace and the anointing than, you know, in the early church time? But thank God we had some names.
Amen.
God will never take away identity.
Amen.
We're not robots. We're not robots. Yeah, that people have names, you'll know who people are. Somebody did this. You better know. The Bible said, know who labor, know those that labor among you. How are you going to know them? You don't even know their name.
Amen.
Somebody's coming to y'all from this. How are you going to know their reputation? They don't have a name. You better stop getting crazy.
Amen.
And anybody that's saying that, you know what they are? They are just, they're just trying to disguise their pride. That's all it is. They're just trying to disguise their pride. Yeah, we will know their name.
Amen.
You will have your identity. Amen. And there are a difference. As long as you're in this thing of God, there will always be people with different graces and different anointings,
amen,
different manifestations of that anointing. Nobody's more powerful than the other. You're alive from the pit of hell. Yes, they are.
Amen.
It even said it in the Bible.
That's right.
It said that one guy moved with special anointings.
Amen.
He said God gave special grace to this one, that they were able to do certain things.
Amen.
Is anybody better than anybody else? No, because the anointing's not yours. It's God's anyhow.
Right.
You're just the pot. And who cares how much water goes in the pot? He'll give you whatever you need.
Amen.
As long as you're, you know, that's a scary place to get to the place where you think you're the most powerful one out there.
Jesus.
Good Lord, I need somebody that got more anointing than I got.
Amen.
I'm going to be in trouble.
Amen.
If this is all there is. I hope that Brother Hagin's way out there or somebody's father out there. Amen. That'd be scary.
Amen.
If this is the best it gets. On your bad day, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't you hope that somebody's got a little bit more anointing than what you got?
Amen.
Think about the last time you went through something, the last time you had an attitude, and everybody's got that same anointing to flow in.
Ooh. Ouch.
No, people. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't be deceived. Don't be messed up and caught in ruts. Hallelujah. Praise God that he's like that, isn't he? And you got to learn to discern that so you're able to pull from different graces and different anointings. There are people that just can't get blessed. With the measure you meet something, it'll be measured back to you.
Amen.
The Bible says you meet a prophet in the what? In the what? If you meet a pastor or receive a prophet in the what? In the name, amen. Amen. It said if you meet a prophet in the name of a prophet, if you receive a prophet in the name of the prophet, you will receive a prophet's reward. So whatever you meet, something is coming back to you. You can go to any kind of meeting. You can go to any kind of meeting. You can go there and say, I don't expect to see anything. That's just somebody, it's just a man up there. That's not, you know, you go up there and criticize, brother. Let's just use a mighty man of God, Reinhard Bonnke. He just like me. That's just whatever it is. You know what? You need to go there with expectancy that maybe that is something supernatural that God is doing.
Amen.
Then you'll be able to receive from it. It says, receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, and you'll receive a prophet's reward.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Keep a distance. Go not near it. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourself. So say, get ready. See, usually when God's ready to move, everybody's consecrating everybody else but themselves. They're ready to, usually God's ready to move right before things start to get good. You know, they've been in the rut. Everybody in the rut. Everybody all messed up. Nobody's saying anything. But as soon as something good starts to happen, instead of people sanctifying themselves, they start sanctifying everybody else. We're not ready. Look at this one doing over here. Look at this one over here. This one's doing that. This one's doing that. So they say, when God's ready to move, first thing you do, back up. Learn to discern the grace of God. Learn to discern the anointing of God. Back up just a little bit. Look at it. Amen. And sanctify what?
Yourself.
Sanctify what?
Yourself.
Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready when God's about to move. You sanctified yourself. You're too busy sanctifying everybody else.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory to God. Say, God's ready to move.
God's ready to move.
Sanctify yourself. It says, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. And this whole message is all about that. For tomorrow the Lord will do amazing or wonderful things. He will work wonders among you. Isn't that good?
Hallelujah.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
Isn't that good?
Hallelujah.
So if we were going to summer, put all this stuff together, I want you to know, I prophesy, amen, right now to you, amen. Consecrate yourself. Get ready for tomorrow. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord will do amazing things among you.
Thank you, Father.
Are you ready for a move? Are you ready for the move? It said, now I believe we qualify. So when you see the ark of the Lord and the priest bearing it,
amen.
Get out and get behind it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you read it in the King James in right there, it says, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priest and the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. So say, go after it.
Go after it.
Say it one more time and go after it.
Go after.
That is a command from God. Something's about to open up for you.
Amen.
Something about to break up for you. Somebody say glory to God in this place. When you see it, remove yourself from your place. Get out of that little stupid mindset.
Amen.
Don't be stuck.
Amen.
It's time to get up out of that. Well, I always do it this way. Hold on, I'll move, but I got to go through my weekly attitude. I got to go through my monthly attitude. I got to go through my changes.
Amen.
You better remove yourself from where you're at.
Amen.
So change your position. This is my position where I'm looking at it and how I'm dealing with it.
Amen.
We don't have time to fight with you to get you to go over to the promised land.
Amen.
If you're not willing to remove yourself from where you're at, somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And go to the next level, amen. Well, you might as well build up, get some bricks, take down the tent, amen, because you're going to be there for a long time. Because God's passing by you and he wants you to get in and follow him to the next level. Jesus said, if any man will come after me and be my disciple, he must first deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. If you want to follow God to any new level, there's a new denial.
Oh,
Jesus. Every new level with God, there's a new denial of self that you're going to go through. I mean, you know, you don't have to pack bags. You got to deny it, you know. There are a lot. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So when God starts pulling stuff out and starts, you know, you ever seen people that go on vacation so, and they pack all this junk, and usually it's usually the husband that has the sense, amen, that goes and say, you don't need this and you don't need that, amen. You're not going to be gone that long. You don't need all this junk. So say denial yourself for travel, amen. You got a lot of crud you don't need. You got a lot of crud you don't need. That little mindset, I got to take care of myself. It's just me. I've had to be this way. You didn't know what I've been through. Some say, unpack it and put it back. Deny yourself of that.
Amen.
New denial. Amen. For every new level, there's a new denial. And it says, when you see it, go after it. I like this. Go after it or go for it. Go for it. But I think instead of it saying go for it, it actually said go after it. And that's one more revelation I want to give you before we go. So say, go
after
it.
It.
Go after it. Didn't say get in front of it. And you wonder why you're struggling, because you got in front of the ark of God. Amen.
Amen.
And it's behind you. It says, go after it. Let him cross over and you get behind him and follow. You get out there in the middle of the war. Come on, Jesus, I'm waiting. Come on, Lord, hurry up. You know, whoo, I'm here now. Help, help, help. Well, I've been there, amen. Then we knocked down that wall. We knocked down that wall. I said, you better stop pushing on these walls. We knocked on that wall. We had this little church, and it was more than enough for them. Amen. The people were still living in the place next door. Amen. And we pushed on the wall, and they moved three over. Amen. Like we needed it. And you know what? God didn't pay for it. I did. And we had to hold it down. Amen. Newspaper routes. Woo! Begging. You got any money we can borrow? Lord, help me. Paul, Lakewood, anybody, help us. It's due. It's due. If you don't give me the rent, we're going to lock you out. Amen. You know what happens? Somebody say, go after it. You know what? We need to do this. I ain't doing nothing. I'm going after it this time. Amen. You can go over there all you want to. I'll meet you there after the glory gets there. Amen. You can get whatever you want to. We need a bus. Go buy it. Amen. We need a TV. Go buy it. Amen. We need to do this. We need to do it. Fine. I'm going after the anointing. None of that stuff. Seriously, why are you so content? I'm going to be right here. Amen. Going after the grace of God. Wherever the grace of God goes, I'll follow it.
Amen.
Because you'd be looking real stupid. That's when you start borrowing stuff, getting before the grace. Amen? Putting them shoes on. Woo! Amen? Driving cars. Amen? I hope I can pay for it. Amen? In front of the grace. Amen? Holding on. Go after the grace of God. It's okay. It's okay. You're not going to miss out on anything.
Thank you, Jesus.
It ain't going to be full till he needs it anyhow.
Amen.
Big old lobby with nobody sitting in it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Coffee cups, nobody to drink out of them. Amen. It's all right. Go after the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
And don't let people pressure you to go before God and stuff. Well, you must not be something, because if you were something, you'd have this, you'd have that. Who gives a rip? I'm going after the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
And be happy and be content with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't that good?
Amen.
He did not say, go before it. I'm going to go make a way for Jesus. Amen. I'm going to show him where to go. Amen. I've also learned that teaching. I even preached it one time. It's a lie. Amen. Missed it. Build it. They will come. Amen. Amen. You be sitting there by yourself. Amen. Amen. And if he says to do it, do it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Balance and perspective. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go after it. Is that good teaching?
That's awesome.
Is that good teaching? Can you be set with that? I guess we need to help some people out. Amen. God didn't say anything. Amen. I'm going to go get this. I'm going to go, You're going to be keeping it too. Amen. Praise God. That's when we say go after it. That means pace yourself with the grace of God. So say paced.
Pace.
With grace.
With grace.
And you'll never lose face. Amen. Hurry up, Lord. Ooh, Lord, hurry up. Wasn't that good this morning?
Amen.
And I didn't preach over myself. Amen. Why don't you stand up? Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, I will
be paced.
With
grace.
I will be paced with the grace of God. That's the two extremes. One, just run like crazy before God. Amen. And that word says go for it means to march. There are a lot of dummies marching before the time. Even God told them, hey, look, you better wait before you shout. Before the walls of Jericho will come down.
Amen.
He said, wait till I tell you to. Amen. Then shout.
Amen.
But there are a whole lot of people walking out there getting knocked off. That's why churches aren't here today. Some churches just dead. March, 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 just to their doom. Amen.
Amen.
He'll tell you when to march. And when he says march, then you march. That's the extreme. And don't criticize. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. That's right. We're not doing anything. God's doing it.
Amen.
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 Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. And you're not going to pressure me. I don't have to prove nothing. Amen. I lost my reputation a long time ago. Amen. Don't nobody expect nothing. It's gone. Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. You going to come in here. Wouldn't you like? Nope. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not trying to build this to prove something.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I ain't trying to prove nothing anymore. That left 5 years ago. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God's proven himself.
Amen.
The two extremes, those that run too fast in front of the anointing of God and those that see the anointing of God go by and don't remove.
Amen.
See the extremes? Those that don't see it, those that don't even wait for it to come, they're just gone. Mm-hmm. Amen. And those are most of the ones that are gone today. There's some people here today, but they out there, ain't done nothing else. Amen. Still claiming the house. Amen. Just gone. No grace passed for it. Amen. Yeah. But they out there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then you got the others that'll miss it too. The anointing and grace of God will go by, and they still want to be sitting there looking stupid.
Amen.
The anointing of God is passing by. Get ready and sanctify yourself to move.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for a wonderful day today. We thank you for wonderful people you bring among us. We thank you that we hear the word, that we receive the word. We thank you for all things, God. Lord, I pray that you would bless us with supernatural faith, Father God, to believe you, to trust you, Father God, and to step out in every area you need us to step out into, Father God, and be all you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a donut and a cup of coffee. And we are going to be here tonight.
Amen.
Mother's Day.
Amen.
Yes, I'll pray for you for your trip. Amen. Praise God. As long as you're going after the anointing. Amen. 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 Okay. Praise God. When do y'all leave?
In the morning.
Wow. Oh, my.